Okay, our friends. So today we are reading a story called The Paper Kingdom. It was written by Helena Khoury. It's illustrated by Pascal Campion. And I have a question for you about this book before we read it. Do you leave messes for your family? I want you to think for a minute. In your home, do you leave messes around, behind you?
Sometimes, sometimes not.
Well, I've got this story to tell you about how important it is to be tidy. Because you don't want to leave a mess for someone else to pick up. So let's read about it, and then we can talk about it. You ready? Today's story is read by Mommy and...
Philip.
I love it when you're with me. It's really impressive that you stay here with me. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Here we go. Mama and Papa were night janitors. And while they got ready for work, Daniel got ready for sleep. Tonight, he was so very tired. He snuggled into his bed in a corner of the apartment when suddenly, ring! Mama answered the phone. Oh, I see. Well, that's okay. She walked over to Daniel. You have to come with us, little bug.
Too sleepy, Mama. I'll wait for Auntie Clara.
That was Clara. She can't come tonight.
Can I stay upstairs with Dwayne's family?
No, we ask them too many favors, Papa said.
Then I'll stay here by myself. I'll be good.
Papa shook his head and helped Daniel out of his pajamas. Their old car sputtered as they drove to Mama and Papa's work downtown. The big glass building always looked angry. It seemed to say, "Stay out."
Can't I just sleep in the car?
Daniel asked. But Mama and Papa said no. They hurried Daniel inside and waved at Sam, the security guard.
Hello, Daniel, said Sam. Wow, you've grown. Soon you'll be as tall as me.
Daniel doubted he'd grow to be a giant like Sam.
I won't tell anyone he's here.
Sam winked at Mama and Papa.
Thank you, Sam,
Papa said as they got in the elevator. Daniel was so tired, he felt like crying.
When can we leave?
Mama and Papa didn't answer. From a big closet, they got brooms and mops and sprays and vacuums and buckets. So many tools. Daniel sneezed.
Why is that stuff so dirty?
Because they keep the kingdom clean, said Mama. Daniel was confused.
What kingdom?
The paper kingdom,
Papa said.
Didn't we tell you this before? This is the land of the paper king.
The paper king?
Now Daniel felt awake.
How come I never saw him? Where is he?
Let's go see, Mama said. Maybe he's in his throne room. They went into a large room with a desk as long as a banquet table in a castle. A tall chair stood behind the desk.
Looks like the king's gone to bed,
said Papa. Let's clean up for him. And in the picture, what do we see?
Looks like a business room.
It looks like a business room, and there's paper everywhere, right?
Mm-hmm.
Mama picked up paper from the floor. Papa emptied the waste basket.
Why so much paper?
Daniel asked.
Well, it's the paper kingdom, remember?
Said Papa.
The king checks all the paper, and if anything has a mistake, out it goes.
Papa vacuumed, and sometimes he stopped to wipe his forehead.
But why do you have to clean the kingdom?
Daniel asked. Mama dusted, and she sneezed as she worked.
Shh,
said Mama, looking around. Don't upset the queen.
Where is she?
Papa led Daniel into the hallway. She's usually over there, and she's the busiest of all. She sends paper to everyone in the kingdom.
Mama dusted the queen's shelves. Daniel took a canister from Mama's cart to water the queen's plants.
Let's check out the bathroom, Papa said.
I don't have to go yet, said Daniel.
I know, but let's make sure dragons aren't hiding there.
Dragons?
Daniel scooted behind Papa.
Oh, don't worry. They work for the king, Papa said. They're small and friendly, but sometimes they hide because they're afraid.
Of what?
Daniel asked.
The king, said Papa, and maybe the queen.
When they got into the bathroom, Daniel was glad no dragons were there. Papa cleaned each stall.
Maybe they're in the kitchen, Papa said. Dragons love to eat.
The kitchen was dark and quiet. Smart dragons, said Mama. Guess they won't get caught today. Papa turned on the light. The kitchen was a disaster. Mama wiped spills and picked up trash. Papa swept the floor and straightened tables and chairs, and sometimes Papa rubbed his neck and Mama sneezed.
Why are dragons so messy? Asked Daniel. They should pick up their own trash.
Mama said, maybe they ate in a rush and forgot to clean up. They don't mean to be naughty.
But why do you have to clean it all?
It made Daniel hurt inside to see Mama and Papa clean such a huge mess by themselves.
Not fair! I'm gonna yell at the dragons!
He angrily threw a banana peel in the trash. No, little bug. Only the king can yell at the dragons. Mama said, you know what that means.
Daniel shrugged. Someday, you'll have to be king.
Papa smiled.
Then you can sit on the throne room and tell the dragons to be nice and neat.
Daniel liked the sound of that.
Can I see the throne room again?
Daniel sat in the tall chair. He closed his eyes and imagined a kingdom with small dragons who picked up their litter. In the castle, papers were piled high. In the throne room, the chair seemed to reach the sky. Remember, little bug, Mama whispered. Remember to be nice when you become king. The dragons work hard, too. She hummed as she wiped the windows. Daniel didn't realize they were home until he felt Mama tuck him in. He snuggled into his bed in a corner of the apartment and he thought about the paper kingdom. He decided if he became king someday, he wouldn't yell at the little dragons, but he'd make sure they cleaned their mess. That way, Mama and Papa wouldn't have to. Do you understand what this story is about? Be responsible for your own things and make sure you get them all cleaned up. Okay. And that, our friends, is the end.
If you like the show, please take a moment to rate, review, and subscribe. It really does help the show to grow. Thank you for listening.